Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I will be teaching this morning on a new subject titled When Daughters Become Sons. I will be reading from the book of Numbers, beginning at Numbers chapter 27, beginning at verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, and Uglah, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons." Let me read that part again. "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin," and this is the kicker here, "and had no sons." Verse 4, "Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he has no son. Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them." Verse 8, "And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughters." Again, when daughters become sons. Now, sonship, as I said before in scripture, it is not gender specific or sex oriented. Gender has to do with the legal placement and posturing or position of a male child when he is grown into maturity, or when he's grown into manhood. But in the kingdom of God, the scripture says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become sons of God." And 1 John, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." So in the economy of God, sonship is not gender specific or sex oriented. It has to do with the posturing and the position and the placement of a matured believer who has come to the place of maturity in Christ. And what is unique about this text here is that in the ancient Hebraic culture, inheritance was given, was passed on to the sons. It was never passed on to the daughter. And the reason being, when a daughter gets married, she would leave her father's house and join the house of another, and her responsibility will be to build and continue the house of her husband. While a son's responsibility is to build and continue his father's house. As a matter of fact, the term for son in Hebrew means to build, or one that continues the house. So this man, Zelophehad, he died having no sons. So there was no one to build and to continue his house. And He only had daughters, five daughters. Now, five is the number of grace. So God here, even though Zelophehad was dead and gone, God was about to extend grace to him because of his daughters. And they came to Moses. They said, listen, our father has died. He has no son. Why should the name of our father be blotted out from his family? When she said why, when they said why should the name of our father, is basically saying, why should our father's house be extinct because he has not a son? And the five daughters of Zelophehad said, give unto us our father's inheritance. So what I want you to see here is that the five daughters of Zelophehad, even though by gender they were daughters, but by posturing, by position, and by placement, they took on the heart, the mindset, and the mentality of a son. And so Moses went before the Lord and brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, the five daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Now remember, it was the Lord who dictated that law to Moses. It was the Lord who established it as a statute and as an ordinance in all of Israel that the inheritance must pass only to the son. Because if it was to pass to the daughter, when she leaves, she'll be taking her father's inheritance with her. But the son who remains in the house keeps the father's inheritance in the house, as well as building and continuing his father's house or his father's legacy. And God, who gave Moses this law, said, you know what? The five daughters of Zelophehad speak right. God says, not only, Moses, do I want you to partition the inheritance, the father's house, and give them an inheritance. But Moses, I want you to amend the law from this point forward that if a father or a man dies, having not sons but daughters, that the inheritance must pass through to the daughters so that the house of their father may remain in the earth. So what we have here is the pictograph or the image of daughters becoming sons. The daughter is concerned about the house of another. The son is concerned about his father's house. And they came to Moses addressing the concern with their father's house. This are daughters becoming sons. And in the kingdom of God, there are many in the body of Christ who we have taken on the position and the posture of a daughter. We are concerned about our own ambition. We're concerned about our own goals. We're concerned about our own agenda. We're concerned about our own pursuit, but we're not concerned about our father's house. And when I say our father's house, I'm not speaking about the four walls that we gather within on Sunday morning. I'm speaking about the generational legacy of Christ. If you read in the book of Matthew, where it is listed the genealogy of Jesus Christ from Abraham all the way down to Joseph. And the scripture said that Jesus came down to 42 generations. But if you were to count the different names that represent a generation, if you were to count it all the way down and calculate it, you will see that there are not 42 generations there, but 41 generation. Jesus being the 41 generation. And we who have come forth out of his loin, we are the 42nd generation that Jesus comes to. He came to 42, he came to 41 generation past, and we are the present 42 generation that he will continue to come through. So these young ladies, I remember when I first got saved at the age of 15 and God called me to ministry and began to speak to me through dreams concerning ministry and my assignment. And I didn't want it. I ran from it for 15 years. I ran from it. See, I did not want to posture and position myself as a son because the son is concerned about his father's house. I ran from it. I said, God, there's got to be something else I can do but becoming a preacher. I didn't want to be in ministry, didn't want to preach, teach, or do any of that stuff. And if I had my choice today, I would still duck out. But I remember the Lord said to me, as I read the book of Acts, I believe chapter 9, it speaks about concerning Paul's encounter with the Lord on Damascus Road. And the Lord said to me, see, I called Paul. He's asking me, what do I want him to do? I'm calling you and you are resisting arrest. So once the Lord said that to me, I began to position and posture my heart as a son. The scripture says in the book of Romans 8 that they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The word led there in the Greek is the word ago or ago. It means to lead. It means to carry along. It means to guide. So here, the scripture said that any one of the children of God who will allow themselves to be led, to be carried along, or to be guided by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the word ago there is an agricultural word in the Greek. And it's the image of a farmer putting the rope around the neck of the ox and going before the ox and leading the ox. So wherever wherever the owner went, the ox would go because he's allowing himself to be led, to be carried, or to be taken. And God's purpose to bring us into the place of sonship is because he's trying to take us, to carry us, and to lead us somewhere. The scripture said that Jesus died and suffered that he may bring many sons unto glory. That he may bring many sons unto glory. So God is looking to make sons out of daughters. God is looking to make sons out of daughters because the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You might be a daughter now in your posturing, in your positioning, in your mindset, but God is looking for you and I to come into our proper placement, our proper posturing, our proper positioning, so that we may arise as sons of God to be able to submit our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ by allowing him to lead, to guide, and to direct us. God is looking to transform daughters into sons who are concerned about his house, his will, his purpose, and his eternal agenda. The Lord bless you today, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle, gcrumby, at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.